From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today is the unofficial end of summer, so it seemed to us like a good day to pick the song of summer. NPR's Sammy Yenigun has taken into consideration measures objective and subjective, and he is ready to argue that the title this year should go to one huge hit, Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
Rolling in the Deep is this year's undisputed champion of the charts. It sold 4.8 million copies in the U.S., over a million more than the number two song.
See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do.
Released last November, it wasn't a major hit right off the bat. In February, around the time of her album's release, Adele started getting attention from mainstream pop culture platforms. She performed on Letterman, Glee did a cover of the song. And in May, the song shot to the top spot on the charts, where it stayed for 8 weeks straight. But sales tell only a fraction of the success story. The video's been viewed over 121 million times on YouTube. YouTube Trends manager Kevin Alaka.
If you look at the chart of how the views sort of spread for that video, it wasn't until the summer that it really took off, as opposed to a lot of other really big videos that can start off big and then taper off, or sort of start off really big and then remain huge. It really grew gradually. So you can kind of see that over the summer is really when that video became popular.
YouTube views, sales, this is how we usually gauge a hit song. But Alaka says that what Adele's fans have done with the song is astounding.
If you search for Adele cover songs, you'll get about 15,000 results on YouTube of various things that are labeled as that. And several of those have over a million views. And those run the gamut from professional like Linkin Park to somebody like Mike Tompkins, who's a sort of a big star on YouTube, to there's a really great one that a band from the Air Force put out.
When Alaka drove up to Toronto this summer, he heard Rolling in the Deep on the radio a total of 10 times, with 4 different remixes of it. Part of the song's crossover appeal has been due to the amount of remix attention it's received. Liam Durlam, a producer who goes by the name Voodoo Farm, says that the original producer left a lot of room for remixers to put their own touches on it.
Every single DJ that has remixed Rolling in the Deep owes Rick Rubin a huge kiss on the lips, because he strips down songs and exposes the songs for what they are.
People who went to music festivals this summer likely heard the song over and over again in various shapes and sizes. Big-name DJs introduced thousands of electrified versions of the hit, and now everyone dances to it. For his own remix, Durlam took the minimal instrumentation of the original and added synthesizers and audio effects to create a dancier version of the song that he loves.
I fell in love with the song the second I heard it. I popped on the headphones, started jamming out, and about halfway through it, I was just like, this is the most beautiful song I've heard in the last 10 years.
Simply put, Rolling in the Deep is a heart-stopping, chart-topping, YouTube-popping, cover-propping, booty-dropping jam. The song of the summer. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.